Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And thriving is what we are doing. You know, this is really an amazing time for a lot of people. And it is an amazing time in a different way for a lot of people, meaning that there are some people that are doing extraordinarily well. There are millionaires being built every day. And yet, at the other side of the coin, we have some people going through the darkest night of their souls that they've had in a really long time. Some folks don't really know how to make sense of it. And so we have beefed up our game at the Dr. Pat Show both this year and last year, and we'll continue to do so. Because it is through messages of inspiration, messages of faith and hope, and giving people practical tools that folks get to look at their lives, step into the magnificence that they are, and create some changes. But without the tools, without the people like my guest today, helping others understand the laws of the universe, understand what it means to create, it's extremely difficult. So that's why I do what I do. And I want to say that as we move into 2012, and certainly for me, my birthday is Sunday every year, I do go to one of my favorite astrologers, get my solar return chart done, which says, all right, this is where you are now. This is where you're going. I'm always amazed at what we have on the forefront. Today, all of us will experience practical conscious creation. How to incorporate manifesting tools in everyday life. Jackie Lappin joining us here today. Jackie, I want to bring you on because I want you to explain to people, first and foremost, not who you are, but how you got to be who you are. You see, there's a difference in the question. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Pat. I'm delighted to be here. And the answer to that goes back when I was 11 years old and I became a conscious creator when I didn't even realize what I was doing. I told my parents I was going to be a sports writer. And there were no women sports writers in those days. But I saw myself in the press boxes and in the locker rooms and sitting writing stories that appeared on page one. And at 19, I was at the Detroit Free Press. At 20, I was at the Associated Press and published on the front pages of the LA Times. And at 22, I was at the Washington Post. So I created that out of my vision, and then I went on to become, you know, a very successful media relations specialist, and very much, you know, the thing that you probably would know me most for is that I launched the worldwide poker phenomenon, actually, which was a lot of fun with the World Poker Tour. But about 5 years ago, I really started to look at my spiritual life and figure out, why am I not quite as happy as I really wanted to be, and why wasn't I exactly where I wanted to be? So I began to read all the great spiritual literature of today, and much of it, there seemed to be a thread that passed through it that really wasn't necessarily being addressed. And keep this in mind, this was before The Secret, and it was really how our personal energy really influenced our future and how that was something that was so essential that people didn't really understand. And it was something that we had our control of. And so that, out of that came a passion to write my first book, The Art of Conscious Creation, which became an Amazon bestseller and teaches people how to consciously create their lives rather than let life happen to them. And then beyond that, it became very apparent to me that, you know, that people really didn't know how to adapt these tools into their daily life. And, you know, the conscious creation, law of attraction are things that we need to live and become a lifestyle, not just occasionally remember, oh, I need to visualize my future today. And so out of that came Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires, the second book, which really gives you the day-to-day tools to do this in all aspects of your life so that you become a better, faster manifester day by day. So my passion is to really help people live a life of empowerment. And that's really how I got to where I am today.
Well, isn't this the long and winding road? Isn't that like a song? You know, like that, that's, you know, that's what the essence of this is. I mean, I love hearing about people's journeys. I love hearing about where they were, where they are now, and where they're going. And isn't that an interesting place? I mean, would you have ever, you know, 20 years ago, Jackie, would you have ever predicted that you would be where you are today doing the kind of thing that you're doing? Did you have a little inkling maybe, but not like a vision?
No, I really had no, excuse me, I had no clue. You know, I had lived my life in the media relations world and never, ever anticipated that my life would really gear me toward the world of spirituality and powerful forces that I didn't know, I suspected had existed, you know, and I have had my own relationship with the divine. But I never thought that I would actually be living that as a way of being a messenger. You're right. You know, you never know where the world is going to take you. But I am now driven by the guidance that I'm being given and told, this is what you should be doing. And it is what brings me the greatest joy.
Okay, let me just ask you this, because, you know, I was asked a couple of interesting questions here recently, which I'll share later on. But your book, your latest book, Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires, you know, this is a book that, you know, when you look at it, you clearly are taking a look at some of the obstacles that people face when trying to manifest their desires, their dreams, the things they want in their lives. You know, and there are obstacles. And we're going to talk about some of the steps to consciously creating and what conscious creation is. But before we do, I want to ask you this. What are some of the challenges? What are some of the obstacles that you had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
One of the most is wanting to be in control all the time.
Oh, that one.
I'm a type A. And I've been successful in my careers by controlling everything, or so I thought. But when I realized that, first of all, there is a wonderful force at work on my behalf, and I didn't have to do all the heavy lifting, that was one breakthrough. And the second was knowing that if I surrendered to that, and I just kept confidence that the universe is going to take care of it, it works out a whole lot better, and I don't have to worry about it. And the more fret, the more worry I put into something, the more anxiety, the more I'm choking off the energy. I can't be in flow if I'm in a ball of anxiety. And when I get out of that ball of anxiety and I just say, okay, you know, and here, one of the little chapters in Practical Conscious Creation is, you know, trust all is well. And when I trust all is well and that my needs are going to be met, they get met.
I love this conversation because, you know, you and I, we've gone down the long and windy road. We certainly know what it's like to step in a couple of potholes along the way. And you've mentioned something very, very important, and that is trust, having faith, believing. Let's start with, you know, letting our listeners know what conscious creation is, because people have heard through the book, The Secret, the movie, The Secret, Law of Attraction, vision boards, manifestation. What are your dreams? I mean, people are now, that conversation, which used to be, and you know this, Jackie, used to be for a very small elite segment of the population. That is no longer true. That's why I look at the movie, The Secret, the book, The Secret, and I say, what a contribution. Just like What the Bleep, do you know? What a contribution. Now, let's talk about this, because it's not enough just to create. There's an aspect that you talk about. From your perspective, how do you describe conscious creation?
Well, I think what I'm going to do for your listeners is connect the dots here.
Thank you.
Okay, so here's how it works. All of us are energy, and you see the atoms in our body, you know, when you see a body. But our emotions and our thoughts are as much energy as the body we see. And those unseen energies go out. They act as a wave go into the world. And when they go out, our thoughts and emotions, they do one of two things. They either impact things in a domino effect, or they attract things back. And that was what law of attraction is. You know, like energy attracts, or polarized energy, you know, it brings us back. Mostly it's generally like energy attracts like. And so essentially, we are vibrating at multiple levels of this vibrational scale. And at the low end of the scale, we're vibrating fear and anxiety and worry and disappointment and distrust. And when we're putting that out of the universe, we are unconsciously creating and bringing back those kinds of negative experiences into our lives that mirror what we're putting out into the world. And that's when life is difficult. That's when you're having money troubles. That's when you're having relationship issues, when your job is terrible, et cetera, et cetera. And that's like driving the car with the brakes on. Now, if you're vibrating in the high range, which is love and peace and joy and compassion and gratitude and trust, then, in fact, you are vibrating at the same level of the universe. The universe vibrates at the highest range, the level of love. Now, if you're vibrating in that level, very cool things start to happen. The universe is carrying you along with its vibration. And that's when, it's like having the wind in your sails or being drafted along with a race car. And that's when synchronicities happen. Doors open. Life gets easy. Things just fall into place. And when you are consciously creating with intent at that level, then things begin to happen very fast to manifest. And it's very Pavlovian, because when you start to do this, you think, oh, this is so cool, I want to do more of it. But what it really does, this whole, understanding of this, means that you have a choice to vibrate either in the low or in the high range. And if you choose to raise your thoughts, your emotions, into the high range and really switch them out of that low range, you have the ability to actually influence your future, to have more positive experiences than less. It also means that when you are vibrating and unconsciously moving your vibration into the higher level, you are no longer a victim. It is within your power to create a life that you choose. Now, one of the reasons that the secret was not as effective for people who tried it and many times didn't see things manifest was because if you're vibrating in the low range at the same time that you are trying to have these high vibrational visions, the universe is getting mixed messages. You are countermanding the order, essentially. So in order to be an effective manifester, you have to raise your frequency to the high level. And then when you start visioning, that's when things begin to start happening quickly.
Well, and this is visioning that has to do with a level of vibration, which includes emotion, right? Absolutely. I mean, let's explain for the folks that may not have heard the term vibration in the way that you're talking about it, what that really is.
Well, it means that our energy is, it never disappears. It is always created or recreated in some way or transformed, it moved or transformed. So the energy that we are putting out is literally, in my first book, The Art of Conscious Creation, there is an entire chapter on the science that, of quantum physics that shows that what we think we create and that our thoughts are such powerful forms of energy that in fact create the reality that we experience or influence. One of my favorite studies is one where scientists wanted to determine how we impact the environment around us, and so he monitored a woman and her plants. And the woman was getting on an airplane 3,000 miles away, and she was terrified of flying. And the minute that that plane took off, her plants 3,000 miles away registered her fear.
Oh, my gosh.
Our thoughts are so powerful, and we don't even realize it.
It's incredible. Today, folks, Jackie Lappin joining us here today. She's a world leader in educating, mentoring, coaching people on practical conscious creation. This is what we're talking about, a gateway to become a better, faster manifester each and every day. She's a best-selling author of The Art of Conscious Creation, How You Can Transform the World. Her new book is what we're talking about right now, Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires. When we come back from break, are you ready? Because this is a hot book. This is Amazon number one, hot new release. Amazing book. When we come back, we're going to talk about the seven steps. There are steps. There is a blueprint here. Seven steps to consciously create your life. Later on in the show, have you ever wanted to shake the money tree? Have you ever wanted to stand underneath there and shake it, shake it, shake it, and grab some of that stuff coming off? We're going to be talking about that today. And by the way, there's some other things that many of us have not heard or even thought about that she talks about in this book. When we come back, we'll be talking about this much more, some rituals, some tools, and most importantly, how to create the life that you desire. Hey, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We'll be right back.
Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts are specialty products with less sodium, up to 68% than standard table salt, free of any chemicals or artificial flavors. Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts maintain 84 necessary minerals for a balanced diet and healthy body. All Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts may be purchased at oceansflavor.com. And now, Ocean's Flavor natural less sodium sea salts has introduced heart-healthy gourmet seasonings at 68% less sodium than table salt. Available in Mexican, Italian, garlic, seasoned, Asian, barbecue, Cajun, and Chipotle flavors. The sodium is the lowest of any seasonings on the market today. Purchase heart-healthy gourmet seasonings on the web at oceansflavor.com and in many national grocery chains. Oceansflavor.com, the only salt company that produces 100% natural, low-sodium sea salt.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. And if you're not able to call in because you're working and you've got your boss kind of standing over your shoulder, many of you use our instant feedback system. You can go to the drpatshow.com on the right-hand side. You can ask your question, or you could go to transformationtalkradio.com on the right-hand side, ask your question, and we will get your question on air, especially if you're thinking, boy, I would love to be manifesting some stuff right now, and I'm just not. Joining me here today, best-selling author Jackie Lapp in her latest book, Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires. Jackie, thank you so much for joining me here today. And before we kind of jump into the next part of this, which is really kind of exciting, what is the website? What's the best way for people to get the book?
They can go to JackieLappin.com, J-A-C-K-I-E-L-A-P-I-N, and you're going to find all kinds of cool stuff there, including video tips, and a free chapter, a copy of the wealth chapter of the book, and a manifesting tip a day, very cool things that you can sign up for. And also they can go to practicalconsciouscreation.com, and then lastly, of course, it's on Amazon, so any one of those places. And some select bookstores have it as well, too.
Awesome. You know, let's talk about this idea of steps, blueprint, because, you know, I don't think anybody out there wants to be hit or miss. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like driving your car. You want to get in your car. You want to know this is where you are. You want to know that you have to turn it on, that you can put your foot on the pedal as fast or as slow as you want to go, and you're going to get from where you are to where you're going to go. And now we've got these GPS, we've got these navigation systems that help. It's the same thing, isn't it, with what we want to create. I don't think anybody wants to create poverty in their lives. You see what I'm saying?
Well, and once you know the steps, it's pretty easy to do. And that's what my goal is to make everything practical for people. So let's talk about those seven steps to consciously creating your life, as that you talked about. So the first one is one that we've just been talking about. Accept that you are responsible for your own life and begin taking charge. Once you know that it is all entirely up to you for what you experience in your life, to a large extent, you can at least increase the high ratio of positive experiences in your life by taking charge. That's the first thing. The second thing is accessing your current frequency vibrational level and recognizing how you lower your frequency as you go about your daily life. Now, most of us have what I call negative energy habits, things that we do on a regular basis that are recurring. And those include things like worrying, and a lot of times it's worrying about money. It might be living in the past. You know, you're constantly referring to the past as you make decisions and go forward, or you're living, you know, you're mourning an old relationship, something like that. It might be putting yourself down, you know, talking about, thinking that you're not enough. It might be one of the things that I see people do all the time is blame others, people for their experiences. It may be the whole a concept of just repetitive, obsessive thinking about anything. When you begin to really look at your thoughts on a regular basis, you're going to start seeing these habits. And one way to do that is, you know, every hour, set your cell phone every hour to check in and think what is it that you're thinking at that moment at the top of the hour. And you're going to begin to realize how often you're really indulging yourself in negative thinking. And so once you begin to recognize those negative energy habits, you can actually begin to switch. You can isolate them and say, I'm going to move out of this. And that's what the third one is. The third step is to begin the process of personal frequency management. Managing that frequency, shifting yourself into a positive and much more optimistic and trusting and thoughts. Now, there in my book, the first book, The Art of Conscious Creation, there are 25 guiding universal principles that teach you to do this. These are the various areas that we frequently fall into that are the things that lower our frequency. And that once you understand what those are, you can really begin to identify them and change. But there are other ways that, you know, just deciding that, you know, being consciously aware, you know, that, oh, the words that just came out of my mouth, if my words create my reality, is that really what I want to be saying? No, I'm going to take that back. There's a little thing you can say, cancel, and restate that in a way that's much more positive. But, you know, a lot of times when we get into that negative stuff, it isn't necessarily because we have a negative energy habits. It might be that we're just having a bad day. You know, the first thing in the morning, you spill coffee on yourself, or you stub your toe, or the boss yells at you, and your day spirals down from there. And when you feel that negative energy, you know, boosting up, you have to really take charge. I now know that when I have one of those days, two things happen. If I walk in with a ball of anxiety in my tummy, that's the day my computer goes out. There's no accident. It is entirely connected. But also, when I do, and I look at this and I think, oh my God, I'm in such a funk.
Yeah.
If I don't get out of this now, tomorrow is going to be no fun. So what do I have to do? And there are some really fun, easy, quick ways just to switch your energy. Now, for me, I have 280 roses, literally, and I will go out and smell my roses. But there are lovely things that anybody can do. You can get out in nature, you can exercise, you can play with your kids, you can play music, you can play with your pets, you can listen to music, you can meditate, you can remember a beautiful memory that takes you back to a lovely time that, you know, you were happy. Whatever that will bring you peace and joy is an instant energy shifter. It is the fastest way to get out of a funk. So indulge yourself in something that brings you pleasure, and that will rise up instantly. So
well, and you know, there are some things that, you know, and let's just talk about the things you've mentioned for a minute, Jackie, because, you know, a lot of times people think, oh, I've got to spend money to go do this. Oh, we're not talking about retail therapy here.
No.
You know, we're talking about simple things that will put a smile on your face. But more importantly, we know when we're in a funk. We feel it in our gut. You know, our lips are drooping. All you need to do is look in the mirror and you can see the funk all over your face. So we know this.
And you're probably snapping at other people too.
Okay, there we go. Call me out on that. But yeah, but here's the thing. What you're talking about is we can make a switch. And the switch doesn't have to take 3 months.
Exactly. It is instantaneous if you so choose.
What do you think are the greatest challenges for people that are listening to completely comprehend this idea of creating the kind of switch where you're talking about? Because if everybody understood it, including me, you know, I understand it now. But if everyone understood it, we'd all be walking around like slap happy people.
And this would be a very different world.
Totally.
You know, I think the most important factor for people to realize is that they are not stuck where they are. This is simply a choice to make that you will live life differently. And you can do it on a thought-by-thought basis. You don't have to make every shift instantaneously, but you need to become consciously aware and then begin to incrementally fixing these things, changing, thinking, I don't have to do that. I'm not going to do the same thing I did the last time. I'm not going to indulge in a tit for tat with my husband about who's, you know, the last word. I'm going to change and do things differently this time. And that's all it takes. Be willing to change.
Well, you know, I mean, this is really kind of this is a conversation. This is what your book, Practical Conscious Creation, is all about. And in, you know, in a time where we're looking to the outside for our joy, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you know this. This has been a pattern that we've been in for a really long time. You know, this idea we look for the outside. You know, I know, like everyone else, you know, when you fall upon tough times, it really does require an extraordinary sense of change and shift to pull oneself up. I mean, you work with people all over the world, Jackie. What are folks saying to you? What do you think is their greatest challenge right now?
Oh, I think the greatest challenge, of course, is finances and loss. The loss of a way of life that they were used to having. And I think I experienced some of that myself. You know, I look around and the stores that I used to go to that I patronized that made my life easy are gone. You know, or things that I used to be able to do simply and easily become difficult because, you know, of various challenges. It strikes all of us in various ways, but the real key is how you handle it. And I'm going to tell you a story about somebody that's very dear to me that this illustrates this. I have a very dear friend who I've known since we were both 16 years old. That's a long time. And he was a former Major League Baseball player and professional golf instructor. And about 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, he decided to remove his right leg because it had created such pain for him. It was his decision to do this. And when I asked him about how he was doing, he said, "Jackie, I woke up happy. I'm out of pain.
Oh, wow.
I am out of pain. And you know what? They're going to fit me for a prosthesis, and I'm going to be playing golf in 5 weeks. And as long as I can go to the golf tournaments that invite former major leaguers and hang out with my friends and get the goodie bags and raise money for other people," he says, "I'm happy. I'm living a good life." He lost his leg.
I know.
Look at the way that he is looking at his life. Other people would have been depressed, stuck in bed, not pushing themselves forward. He showed up at my house. He's driving left foot from Phoenix. You know, he has chosen to move forward and look at life in a positive way. We can all take whatever adversarial experiences or challenges that we face in our life, and we can choose the way that we handle them.
Well, I think this is the message that you so eloquently bring to so many people. For those of you just tuning in, Jackie Lappin, best-selling author, my very special guest, Practical Conscious Creation is her phenomenal book. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the money tree, that thing that you just want to shake, 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 grab the money, and off you go. When we come back, you're going to be hearing something absolutely extraordinary about how each and every one of us can manifest that thing that we love so much to spend, money. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. For more information about us, please check us out. And you'll see if you go to the drpatshow.com on the right-hand side, you know, you can like us on Facebook, Twitter, and follow us on Twitter and much more. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. A very special guest, best-selling author, incredible coach, Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires is her latest book, Jackie Lappin. Jackie joining us here today. Jackie, thank you so much. Before we get into finishing those steps to consciously creating and then the money tree, give out your information one more time.
JackieLappin.com, www.JackieLappin.com, and PracticalConsciousCreation.com. Either way, you can get to me. You can also find me on Facebook, actually, both as myself and also just Practical Conscious Creation. There's a special webpage for the book there.
Okay, so we do need to go back and finish those seven steps. So let's get it fired up here because, you know, this is really a blueprint for people. This is what we're really talking about here. You know, I don't think any of us want to fumble around in the dark to create the life we desire. So thank you for putting this out there so beautifully.
Thank you. So I'll recap the first ones, which is accept responsibility for your own life and begin taking charge, access your current frequency vibrational level, and recognize how you lower it. Then begin the process of frequency management, personal frequency management, taking steps to raise your frequency. So the fourth step is decide what you would like to experience in your future with clarity and set your intentions. Know what it is that you want to have. And a lot of times, the more detailed you are, the more the universe can actually fulfill that detail. So this is where you really begin to consciously create your future. The fifth step is commence the visualization process. This is where you actually create a mind movie of experiencing what it is that you want to experience as if you are already living it at that moment, so that it really becomes as if it was real in your mind. And here's the really important part. You have to experience the emotions that you would be experiencing at that point. Love, joy, thrill, wonder, whatever it is that you would be experiencing, satisfaction at having this become to you. And the reason is because your emotions are the express mail to the cosmic post office. It's what the universe really, really responds to more, even more powerfully than just your thoughts. So you want to, you know, invoke those emotions. And this also illustrates one of the articles, one of the 70 articles in Practical Conscious Creation, and it's called Frequency Matching. You want to be in the frequency that you want to attract. That's why you're visioning it. That's why you're creating those emotions, because those will attract the like frequency and begin to make that reality come true. The sixth step is really important, and this is becoming an actionary. This is where you actually have to take steps. You have to get off the couch and do something. When you begin to take steps, then the universe will follow in alignment with you. Most people think that the universe actually, or the world is out to get them, but the truth is the universe conspires in your behalf. And when you begin to take steps, things begin to become apparent and clear for you, and things start to happen on your behalf. And there's a wonderful analogy in this where we talk. There is an article called Commitment in a Practical Conscious Creation, and it brings the metaphor of the Indiana Jones character. He's being chased by the bad guy, and you've probably seen scenes like this in the movies. And he comes to a giant chasm, and there's no bridge over the chasm. And he looks around, and there's a little wise man, and he says, take the first step. So then he takes the first step, and the first step of the bridge appears, and then he takes the next one, and then he takes the next one, and then he takes the next one. This is an act of faith. And when you begin to take a step and really believe that the universe will fulfill whatever is next, then, in fact, you don't even have to know the how. You don't have to know the ultimate place that you're going to end up, but just know that once you start taking steps, then the next ones will appeal. You'll be guided to do something. Your doors will open, which will take you in a direction that is in your highest good. So that is a really important take action. And then the third one is incorporate practical conscious creation practices in everything you do. Make this a lifestyle. Take there are 70 individual little articles in here in everything from trust and expansion, wealth and prosperity, conscious living, compassion and love, romance and relationships, business, health, happiness and peace, clarity. Each one of these chapters give you individual step-by-step articles. And in addition, there are also 70 individual little tips that will catch you on the road to making this a lifestyle.
Well, one of the things that I want to get back to here, and I think it's worth mentioning, is, you know, the conversation on commitment. Let's talk about commitment for a minute. You know, we're getting ready to get to the, you know, January 2012, right? Getting ready to creep up there. 2012, really big year. My birthday's this coming Sunday. I'm going to get my chart done, solar return, everything. Time to make goals. What, you know, whether you're going to lose 20 pounds or you're going to write your book or you're going to launch a network or whatever you're going to do. You know, people get juiced up around the first of the year. Let's talk about commitment from the context of creation, because it's a term that shows up in romance. It's a term that shows up in work. As a matter of fact, Jackie, in my doctorate, my graduate work, and my postdoctorate work, it was one of the significant constructs that I studied and researched. And I want to talk about it in terms of creation, because at the time, I didn't really have the connection. But commitment is a huge, huge word these days.
Commitment is a force of energy applied. If, in fact, you are ambivalent or you intend to do something but you don't actually put your energy behind it, the universe can't give you what it is you want. It's not going to lead you in any particular direction. You know, muddled energy doesn't give the universe the clarity it needs to create. So until you actually commit, and not just with intention, but you actually support it in action, the universe can't open the door for providing what it is that you want. What you cannot create effectively if you've got one foot in one place and one foot in another. You've got to step forward into that commitment. It's all about the energy.
Well, and this is really kind of the conversation that is so helpful. I mean, for many people out there, you know, we're covering a lot today on the show, but here's the thing that I want to say before we go to break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the money tree. You know, start somewhere with commitment. Start somewhere. You know, it's like, Jackie, it's like you said, it is the energy force. You know, it is like driving your car. If you are driving your car and you're in a 25 mile an hour zone, you're going to go 25 miles an hour. But once you hit that highway, you're committed to 55, 60 miles an hour. There's no two ways about that, unless, of course, you're going to be, you know, creeping along, and then you're going to get a ticket.
But you don't have to also make the major commitment. You can make the little minor one and do it
exactly
so that it's not overwhelming.
Exactly. Yep, it's kind of like some days, Jackie, I like to take the highway, and some days I like to take the back roads. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, and we are going to shake that money tree. We'll be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. What a great conversation. Jackie Lappin joining me here today. Book, Practical Conscious Creation. This is a best-selling author. These are best-selling books. Please make sure you know how to get a copy of this. Jackie, thank you so much again for joining us here today. We kind of saved the money tree for this last segment. Money, money, money. This time of year, and generally a lot, it's on almost everybody's mind in this country.
Well, and that's the problem. The more you focus on your money struggles, the more you're going to create more. You know, what you focus on expands. And so the real ideal is to shift your energy and your focus onto expansion rather than contraction. And so this little visualization, which actually is a video tip on my website, is one of the wonderful ways that you can do that. So let's just imagine, close your eyes, and imagine that you actually swallow a little seed that goes down into your tummy and embeds itself there. And the next thing you see is a little trunk. And then from that trunk grows a lot of little branches. And from those branches you see these beautiful green leaves that are all $1,000 bills. And now you go pluck one of these $1,000 bills and you go spend it. And lo and behold, the next one grows in its place. And every time you spend one, another one pops up. And so here, what you have is an ever-abundant money tree always inside you that comes from source. It is always at your disposal to enrich your life and remind you that you are ever-abundant. And if you actually need a visualization to remind you of how ever-abundant you are, you can actually go to the website, practicalconsciouscreation.com, hit the drop-down bar, and you can get your very own money tree image that you can put on your vision board, at your desk, at your mirror, at your bed, just to remind you how ever-abundant that you are.
Well, let's talk about the concept of money in more depth, because you said a couple of things I want to tease apart a little bit. If you're focusing on lack and you're focusing what you don't have, especially around money, and let's really break this down, because it's very, very, you know what? The whole thing about scarcity and money is insidious. I mean, it really is tricky. It's tricky, because don't you think, Jackie, that people, all of us, go through it, and we start to enter the worry wart zone. I love this. This is what I call it. worry wartism. It is this thing where we are worrying and we don't even know we're doing it. We're thinking about sitting there in the middle of having coffee or something, and we're thinking about how much money is left in our account. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
It's not like old school when we were through the Depression and when we went through some other tough times where money was like, oh, my God, I have 2 cents. I cannot eat. You know, I was homeless at 17. I know what it's like not to have money. So it's a little different. So let's tease this apart so people understand that this stuff can't wait to seep into our consciousness.
Oh, absolutely so. And, you know, the worst part about it is, you know, fear feeds fear. And everybody else out there, when you hear them talking about it, it just feeds your own worries and anxieties. You think of the bigger society as a whole. But certainly it doesn't need to be true for you. And there's wonderful little guidance in this book on ways to refocus on abundance. I've got one article that I call A Dialogue Between You and Your Money, where basically you have this happy little dialogue every time you go into that negative space where you start talking to your money and it talks back to you. And it tells you all the wonderful things and how much it loves to support you instead of, oh, I don't have enough to do this. They're saying, oh, you know, I love to support you. I love to create more. One of the things that I recommend is you put a $100 bill in your wallet and don't spend it. Let it attract other ones. Let it be an energy attractor for you. There are 20 different ways to trigger abundance, in the book. And one of the first ones that I think is really important is make a choice to be abundant.
You know, I think that's huge. I think right there that's huge. And, you know, what about the idea, Jackie? And this is really, you know, kind of like my aha moment. The whole idea of fake it till you make it. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Oh, so
I get this
important
question all the time. And, you know, people say, oh, my God, you can't possibly be telling me that I can't even see abundance. Let's talk about fake it till you make it stuff.
Absolutely. It's stepping into the frequency that you want to experience. Even if you're not fully there yet, if you step into the frequency of being abundant, then you are raising your frequency and starting to attract that abundance. It's a real simple equation. If you continue to feel sorry for yourself, then all you're going to get is things that make you feel sorry for yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
this is really the conversation is, let's break it down to practical terms. You know, we can put ourselves around people that have what we want. I mean, I had a friend that went to Vegas, and what he did is he got himself into, I don't know the language really of the Vegas language. Maybe you can help me. But he got himself into, oh, you're the poker. Okay, here you go. He got himself in to the high roller table. He doesn't gamble, but he got himself in to that area around the people that had millions of dollars in front of them. He wanted to experience what that was like. Not that gambling was what that was like, but he thought, how can I get myself around millionaires?
Ah, very good. And here's what's really interesting. I was just reading in a wonderful book by Lynn McTaggart, The Bond, which you and I were speaking about.
Yeah.
And it shows that the way we grasp things is to put ourselves in other people's places. If we are there looking at all this money flowing freely, feeling like I was, you know, seeing these millionaires, you begin to think, internalize it. What if I felt like that? What if I had all this money to spend? What if I actually could, you know, spend with abandon? Well, when you put yourself in that mind frame, you are actually in that place that you are attracting that frequency.
I love it. Jackie, what a great show today. Thank you so much for joining us here today. I want to ask you one last question. What is your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today? And thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you. I want your listeners all to become practical conscious creators so that they can live the life of their dreams.
I love it. Jackie
Lappin. One more thing. If anybody, I'm going to be at the Bodhi Tree Bookstore on Sunday in Los Angeles starting at 3 o'clock. And if anybody would come, wants to come out, I'll be talking about these principles and I'll be signing some books.
Absolutely. And give out your website one more time.
JackieLappin.com.
And don't forget, everybody, the DrPatShow.com or TransformationTalkRadio.com. A lot of information. Y'all are probably going to want to hear this show again. And the bottom line is you do get to choose the life. The life that you want, the life that you desire, and do good things in the world. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.